Okay, y'all. If you could just give me some sort of feedback about me reading my post to y'all, I think it's helpful, but nobody has really told me if it is or if it isn't. This is like probably my 17th try recording this, and I would hate to torture myself for nothing. You know what I'm saying? So just let your girl know. Okay. That one time I broke my ankle. Okay, no excuses. I've been kind of out of touch. On October 30th, around 7:45, I broke my ankle. Yes, as I excitedly readied myself for Halloween, I had 5 steps to make. On the 4th step, my ankle was like, "This is where I leave you, girl." It was hella random. I heard it break. It sounded like a branch snapping. It hurt like hell. I knew it was broken. My roommate told me I was being dramatic and she swore it was a bad sprain. I got an x-ray 2 or 3 days later, revealing that I'd need surgery to repair a pretty severe break and displacement. I cried. It was a tough pill to swallow, seeing as though I'd never broken a bone, and the only surgery I have ever had was having my wisdom teeth removed. I met with an orthopedic surgeon who told me he'd patch me up with 2 screws and a plate in a surgery that should take 1.5 hours. I had to let some of the swelling go down, and I was given pain meds, opioids, sadly. I was put in a fiberglass splint for 2 weeks while I waited on my surgery date. Surgery day was wild. I insisted on arriving early and they were running late. They couldn't get my IV in, common but annoying AF. I was irritable and hungry. They starved me out. Once a lovely anesthesiologist was finally able to locate a vein, nearly 45 minutes behind schedule, it was go time. A nurse added a cocktail to my IV, and I tearfully told my mom I loved her and apologized for being such an insufferable bitch. They wheeled me into the operating room and had me get on the operating table. Shit was getting real. And the last thing I remember was being told to breathe deeply while the nurse came towards me with a breathing mask. I woke up nearly 3 hours later. Surgery took a little over 2 hours as the damage was worse than the x-ray showed. I needed 2 plates and 6 screws. Rubbing my chest and frowning, I was asking for my mom. A lovely southern woman was looking at me almost like she was waiting for me and said, "Oh, hey, baby, you want your mom?" I sat up, still rubbing my chest, and said yes. She explained my chest hurt because of the breathing tube they use, blah, blah, blah. I got in my wheelchair. I named her Walisha. My mom rolled me out, and I saw my sisters. Aww. And I headed home. I was foggy due to the sedation still being in my system, and I was hella emotional. I demanded water and a sandwich. I cried a lot. I then realized Percocet wasn't a fun drug. It had me an emotional wreck until I weaned myself off of it. Honorable mention to my ex, formerly known as Blanket, for spending the day with me, and my homie Jay for coming to chill with me and bringing me edibles. And my new friend, Little Miss Trouble, Deets One Day, for kicking it with me while I've been sick and shut in. As of now, I'm okay. I'm healing up wonderfully, outside of looking like Frankenstein. I am not walking. I probably won't walk until Christmas. I am exercising my right leg as much as possible because atrophy is real and set in within a month of injury. I don't love the Norco they have me on, and I only use it when I can't take the pain. Furthermore, I can't drink and take it. I get around on a knee scooter I call Scootina. That is a fucking workout. I'm still not really comfortable enough to go out while injured. Everyone wants to talk about my obvious injury, even strangers. I try my best to be polite. I'm officially suffering from cabin fever and can't stop buying shoes and makeup online. Life has been slow and I've had to practice a ton of mindfulness and self-care in order to avoid slipping into depression. Whoever has my voodoo doll, could you cut it out? Ha! Enough already. I'm all right, y'all.